It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. You know, Galvin, we've had the opportunity. I don't think there's a great comedian out there that we haven't had on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Comedians are the new rock stars.
Right. They have been for a while, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, in our when I first got in radio, I was like, oh my God, if we ever could talk to Joe Elliott. Now if Joe Elliott called, we'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
We just had Joe Elliott on. But when it comes to great comedians, we've had every one of them. Kevin Hart's the biggest thing in the world right now. He's been on the show. Bill mm-hmm. Burr's been on the show a bunch of times.
Right.
And, you know, all the guys who are friends with. I'm not saying this to brag. I feel like we've been fortunate to have these folks on the show. And we've even had some great classic guys on. We've had Carl Reiner has been on this show.
Right.
Jackie Mason's been on the show a couple of times. We have a real appreciation for comedy. And now Steve Martin and Martin Short are coming to Ruth Eckert Hall together. It is called An Evening You Will Forget the Rest of Your Life. with special guest, the Steep Canyon Rangers, which is Steve Martin's band where he plays banjo. Takes it very seriously.
Yeah, he
also
does.
Also, that's double duty. Like, when you go see Penn and Teller in Vegas, there is a jazz duo that's playing piano and bass for about an hour while you're seated and waiting, maybe half hour, before the show starts. And if you look close enough, the large fellow with the hat on is Penn Jillette playing bass in the back. And they're fantastic. Plays like a giant upright bass.
It's funny. I've noticed a large correlation with comedians and music. Like, a lot of comedians are drummers. You know, Johnny Carson played drums. Bill Cosby played drums. Bill Burr plays drums.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different guys who play a different, like, a musical instrument that are comedians as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that goes to the reason why they get in the show business is because everybody wants to be... You know, they want to be stars. They want to get girls.
Yeah.
That's the key. Oh, I wonder if Martin Short seems so asexual to me.
Yeah.
I know he's not. I know he's not gay or anything. But then he just seem asexual.
Yes, he does.
Like, if 10 girls were topless and hitting on him, he'd be like, oh, come on.
Although, would you be surprised if you heard that he was just banging women all the time?
No,
like,
I'd
you
love
know,
it.
That's one of his things. Like, after the show, he has like four or five chicks back there, and he's just banging them all. Oh, that's pretty awesome, I must say.
Well, I was trying to think of who... What the greatest Martin Short? I mean, everybody knows Ed Grimley.
Ed Grimley, fantastic. But the Ned, the lawyer.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Why would you ask me? That's you. Why would you ask yourself that question?
Do you know, I want to ask him about that because, do you know where he said he got that from?
Where?
It was a makeup artist, I think on Saturday Night Live or SCTV, that was like that in real life. And I thought, well, how paranoid that guy was. What was he doing? Coke or something?
One of the other greatest characters he ever did was the synchronized swimming with Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer.
Do you know, that aired one time and it made such an impact on everybody.
I'm not a strong swimmer. Yeah. And then he goes, I don't swim.
I don't swim, yeah.
That was so great.
That was like a short, like a little film that they did. And that aired one time. Well, I mean, it aired... On one episode.
Because Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest, I believe, were only on for one season.
I don't know.
They were, but think about all the characters they created.
Do you remember the guys that would go, they would like finish each other's sentence? He'd go, hey, what are you going to call that thing? And he's like, peen hammer? And he's like, yeah, I was playing with one of them the other day. And you could tell that they would throw things in there to throw the other guy off.
Right.
It was great. Anyway, the Martin Short and Steve Martin are coming to town. We have the opportunity to have them on together. Let's go to the hotline and welcome Steve Martin and Martin Short. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're good, I think.
We're good, how are you?
It is a pleasure and an honor to have you both on the phone. We were both, Galvin and I were sitting here before you got on, trying to think of like the best moments and great things, and we could not stop coming up with great lines from movies and characters. Martin Short, how many years were you on Saturday Night Live? Not many, right?
I was on 1 year.
1 year.
And one same, year.
84 to 85.
Was it the same thing with Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest? Were they only on a short amount of time?
Yeah, it was at a time when Dick Ebersol, who was executive producer then, not Lorne, they were convinced the show wasn't going to be renewed. And so they had lost Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo, and they thought it just needed... So they offered Billy and Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer and myself a one-year contract. To just, you know, do it 1 year. It was just, that was the only year. And then the next year, Lorne came back.
And that was weird.
You know what, Marty? I just want to jump in here and say, wow, you're being really funny right now.
I don't desperately need to prove myself to the world like some.
Okay, go ahead.
And Steve Martin, at the same time, I have a 10-year-old son, and every day I hand him his lunch, and I could not help myself but sing a Thermos song to him. And I'm 45 years old now, and it's still stuck in my head every goddamn day.
I sing that occasionally, too.
I mean,
I'm ashamed to say.
I hadn't seen The Jerk probably since maybe one or two times in the 90s, but right. I mean, it's still. As funny as you are and as great of a comedic actor as you are, I loved Parenthood so much as a kid. And I thought if.
Oh, thanks. That was really the work of Ron Howard and the two writers, Lowell Ganz and Bob Lou Mandel. They just did a great job.
Yeah.
Their idea was to bring what it was really like to raise children to the screen rather than an idealized version.
That's the thing. All these movies where families aren't like real families, and I wanted Gil to be my father, and I wish that. And when Gil comes up with the yippee, oh yeah! I mean, I still walk around saying that to my kids. I mean, these things will be in our lives forever.
Hey Marty, are you still walking around your room with your headset?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because we can hear like clothes being hung up. And
I know.
I just
tied my tie. I'm going to the theater tonight.
But I know. You tied your tie. That's exactly what we heard.
Listen, can I tell you something? Steve, I have seen, for example, a film like Cheaper by the Dozen. I've seen over 500 times. I'm such a fan of it. And every time I see it, I always say the same thing to Steve. I say, you know, we could watch something else, Steve. Here's the thing.
What is your favorite movie of Steve Martin's, Martin Short?
Let me answer for him.
I would say my favorite Steve Martin film is Roxanne.
Yeah. I mean, that of course, that was a classic. What about you, Mr. Steve Martin?
How about the fun Marty and I had working together on Follow the Bride 1 and 2? So much fun. All we did was laugh all day. It was so much fun.
Oh, then there's another one called Three Amigos.
Never heard of it.
I like that one.
I think
of that one as One Amigo.
Three Amigos is an absolute classic movie, and I can tell you how great Father of the Bride was. Is that, I mean, I was probably like 20 years old, and no guy wants to go see a movie called Father of the Bride, and I remember leaving there going, that movie was friggin' hilarious.
That's good. I'm glad.
The reason we have the opportunity to speak to these two gentlemen is because they will both be here in a show together. It is called An Evening You Will Forget. It is where you get to see Steve Martin and Martin Short, obviously two friends, guys who've worked together several times on stage together. And your band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, opens, plays with the during the show? How does that work?
No, it's with us. There's no opening act. We start right off the top with us, and we incorporate the Steep Canyon Rangers into the show, and Marty has a fantastic piano player, Jeff Babko, who plays on Jimmy Kimmel, and he's in the show. And it's a real show. It's a real show.
Do you know?
It even last week.
Do you know that the influence, not the influence, but the intimidation you have on other comedians, Steve Martin, Kevin Nealon is like so afraid when he comes on our show to talk about you. Even Howard Stern, who's such an admirer and friend of yours, never wants to talk about like when you guys have personal moments together. But Kevin Nealon has become quite the banjo player himself, huh?
Yes, he has. He's a very good banjo player. Very good.
He's
a good guitar player, too. You may not know that.
That's their way into you. Their way to get on your good side now is to learn how to play the banjo.
Yeah. Marty, putting on your coat now?
No, I'm painting the room. I just wallpapered one wall and I'm painting the room.
Do you guys...
See, what do I call banjo music?
He called it putting on your coat music.
Do you guys still play the poker game together?
No, Marty is...
No, I only did it once. I did it once and lost so much money. Steve said to me, you know, it was all billionaires playing and me. And Steve said, you know, you can... the most anyone's ever lost is $800. And you could win $800, right? And then within 3 minutes, I was down $1,700. Holding.
Oh, man.
It was a nightmare. And I took it out of Steve. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was 1988.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously you guys are enjoying this being out there together. We look forward to having you come here. Two comedy legends on stage together, Martin Short and Steve Martin. It is happening February 11th, 8 o'clock at Ruth Eckert Hall. And we really appreciate you guys taking the time to make the phone call and be on the show.
Okay, thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
I hope you have a massive rating hit just having us on.
I would imagine it's happening as we speak.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. See you later.
It was Martin Short's tie tying.
Yes.
That's the one thing that that sucks about having big time celebrities on is you only get like 5 minutes with them.
Right.
And what do you think? They were obviously in two different places.
Yeah.
Do you think Steve Martin just sitting there in his underwear on the couch and Martin Short's really walking around with the headset on?
Yeah, probably. Probably actually getting ready to go do something. I got to tell you, so Martin Short, Ed Grimsley, who I would imitate constantly as a kid for my mom and would go for Halloween. I was probably 4 or 5 Halloweens I was Ed Grimsley and would just do that. And just occasionally just because I was feeling like it.
Grimsley. Everybody starts tweeting at you and telling you you're a moron.
There was a lawyer that I knew named Grimsley. Jim Grimsley.
It's Roger Grimsley. Grimsby.
Ed Grimley. And would do that all the time. And his imitation of Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
I would do that all the time, and my mom would get mad at me because I'd be talking, then I'd go, oh, Lajan, and do that, and she'd go, stop doing that, and it would make her so mad.
And I remember he did, remember Jackie Rogers Jr.?
Oh, love Jackie Rogers.
I don't even know what that was, and it was funny to me.
It was hilarious.
I have no idea. Albino?
I'm assuming it was some sort of like cable access guy or some sort of, whether he was real or not. Well,
do you know who Joe Franklin is?
Yes.
How do you know?
I know from Saturday Night Live and then found out that he had a show in New York.
Yes, because Billy Crystal used to do Joe Franklin.
Right.
And I thought that was a made-up character. I had no idea. Joe Franklin was a late-night local talk show. He did a show a lot like maybe like Merv Griffin along those lines, but it was local to New York, and he would interview local Broadway people, and it wasn't like public access. It was just local. And he would have on, like Dean Cain, I remember, was on one time. So he had people that were up-and-coming celebrities, wrestlers, things like that. And Billy Crystal used to do this great impression of him, but I didn't know he was.
Right.
And I remember one day, years later, flipping through the TV guide and seeing Joe Franklin's show, and I couldn't buy it. And I set my VCR to tape it because it was on at like 2 o'clock in the morning in New York. And I thought, lo and behold, there it was. Wasn't nearly worth watching.
No, Billy not Crystal as funny made as Billy
way,
Crystal,
way funnier.
Oh, it's just like with Will Ferrell doing Inside the Actor's Studio, even though that was on Lipton. You know, Bravo and doing all that stuff. I'm sure a lot of people got introduced to James Lipton through Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, there you go. An opportunity to see two great guys on stage together. I'm sure it's a lot of that back and forth. What do you think? They don't like Chevy anymore?
Probably not.
I heard Chevy's back on the drugs.
Yeah.
The painkiller.
Yeah. And there's always been rumors that Chevy was kind of a jerk. And you know. Yeah.
I don't know anybody that has a good story about Chevy Chase.
Right.
But Three Amigos. Spanish.
Yeah.
You have seen Three Amigos?
I have seen Three Amigos.
Like how much? Like what do you know about it?
Not much.
What are
their
names?
I don't remember the name of
this. Give me the story. What is the story about?
So they were three actors that acted together as the Three Amigos, and they take a trip to Mexico. I can't remember why, and they run into a village, and the village
they get hired to save the village from El Guapo.
Yeah, okay, El Guapo.
Because they believe that they are real bandoleros.
And I remember No.
They think they're going to do a movie with El Guapo.
Right.
And then the girl,
But the people in the village think
that
they're
real.
Right,
they're real, yeah.
And then they get, I remember the best part is at the end they get everybody, because it's one of those feel-good movies, and everyone dresses the same at the end to confuse El Guapo, and they all kind of come together to defeat El Guapo at the end.
My favorite part of that whole movie is when they shoot the Invisible Man.
Oh, that's fantastic. And whenever they're doing something and they're trying to sneak in, and Steve Martin goes, ha-ha!
Yeah.
And then he starts going,
That's really a classic movie, The Three Amigos.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.